The head of private prosecutions at AfriForum is Advocate Gerry Nel, somebody we've spoken to before about the Senzo Meyiwa case, keeping an eye on proceedings for the family. And he joins us now for an update. Advocate Nel, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you for your time. The big talking point, of course, at the moment is the sudden death of a key state witness in the Senzo Meyiwa murder trial, one of the first officers to arrive at the scene on that fateful day. How much is this going to impact proceedings going forward?
Morgana, good morning to you and all the listeners. May I first just express my condolences for the family of General Ndlovu. And having said that, Bongani, I for once agree 100% with the National Prosecuting Authority and the prosecution team that his untimely passing will not impact on the trial whatsoever. He was never a state witness. He was never intended to be a state witness. They didn't even have a statement of him. His name is not on the witness list. So I don't think it will have any impact. But Bongani, perhaps we have to put it into perspective.
Right.
His name came up when the defense counsel indicated that he was on the scene and that he did certain things, and that's why people would think he's a crucial witness. But on the other hand, a prosecutor decides on the case docket, on the evidence that's available. The prosecutor decides to prosecute where the strength of his case lies. And Advocate Baloyi indicated his strategy early on in the trial, just before we started. So I don't think Advocate Baloyi would be concerned at all. I don't think that Advocate Baloyi would, as far as the allegations are concerned, change his way of dealing with the matter. The state will proceed with the case where they think the strength of their case lies. If there's certain aspect that they have to rebut, they'll do it later. And if we talk about the scene, there were lots of people on the scene. We know it. There was evidence. At the witness that's currently giving evidence, he indicated that there were lots of policemen on the scene. So, Bongani, I don't think that it will impact the trial at all.
Could he be brought on then by the defense? Could he have been brought on by the defense, I beg your pardon, because, of course, he was among the first officers to arrive at the scene. Yes, there were a number of others, but he was one of the first to arrive at the scene. Could he have been maybe then a witness for the defense in that regard?
It is possible, Mungwane, but it would be interesting to know based on what the defense based their case on. Who indicated to them that that happened on the scene, because obviously their version would be that they were not there. So and those people that indicated what happened on the scene, those people would still be available as far as I'm concerned, except if they indicate that they consulted with General Ndlovu, which I don't believe.
Yeah.
But Bongani, may I just say that all these conspiracy theories and theories, that was created by the long delay in the case. Now, the long delay just created fertile ground for conspiracies to grow. You know, what the defense is saying, Bongani, is not what we're used to, that the police missed something on the scene. Oh, they didn't act correctly.
Well, what about the one of the theories that's doing the rounds is that, firstly, the officers obviously arrived 4 hours after the fact, it's understood. But also now there's questions around whether or not the scene was tampered with.
Bongani, I don't want to discuss the facts, but let us just in general. In general, I get a case and they say, they're not saying tampered, they're saying staged.
So right.
If I have a case and they say it's staged, then I will start thinking of arguments like, so you stage a trial 8 years before the accused were arrested and before these accused were before court, and it's still relevant, and how many people were on the scene that forms part of this conspiracy. And I'm not talking about this case because it would be irresponsible to do. So, I am not concerned, and I do think the state's not concerned about it. I think they knew all along what everybody said about the scene. They know what happened at the scene.
Yeah.
And I must say, for me, having sitting in court, the explanation by the witness that people went to the hospital, that they came back only later, that all makes sense because that happened, in fact.
And the priority for those who were there obviously would have been trying to save Senzo Meyiwa's life. Are you at all concerned, though, about advocate Masile Latifo, who said that he was concerned about the safety of some of the witnesses and how that might feed into questions being raised now about the passing away of this officer?
Bongani, I'm old, I know that, and perhaps I'm at an era that's passed, but I just think it's proper for advocates that are involved in the matter to do the talking in court and not out of court, and to bring their applications and to address the court about the applications. And I do think that as far as this case is concerned, there should be more action and less talk. Because, you know, we've been involved, we've just dealt with one witness who is a forensic evidence collector for a whole week, and we know what's coming. So, it will be irresponsible for me to deal with the application that Advocate Defoe's want to bring.
All right, we'll leave it there. Advocate Harry Nell keeping an eye on that Senzo Meyiwa case. He is, of course, the head of private prosecutions for AfriForum.